Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We now have multiple angles of Donald Trump being mercilessly booed as he walked out onto the field at the MetLife Stadium during Sunday's Club World Cup final. Now, this comes at a time when the Trump administration is embroiled in a huge controversy after they very brazenly covered up the release of the Epstein client list. They promised months ago it was on their desk. Now, all of a sudden, it's gone. Even before the Epstein blowup, Trump was already underwater on every single issue, mainly immigration and the economy. Those two are especially surprising to his core fan base because they thought for some reason he would have a coherent economic and, you know, deportation plan. But no, it's been chaos. It's been unpredictable. He's been going back and forth on every single issue, not only with tariffs, but even on whether or not he wants to deport farm workers. It is a complete mess. It is leaving businesses in an unpredictable place. And even beyond all that, the Epstein list thing is now just a huge controversy he can't walk away from. You can't just walk on stage and expect people to forget. So let's break down a few of the angles we have. First, this reads, Donald Trump booed at Club World Cup final as Jumbotron forced to quickly change picture. Let's watch this first angle right here, and you can hear the boos. You can hear the boos raining down, and in this next clip, you know, this one my producer found with zero views on Twitter. We just pulled this one straight off of a Twitter account. You can see again, as Donald Trump walks onto the field, there are boos. People in the crowd behind the camera even go, oh wow, they're booing him. You hear someone say, wow, they're booing him. Donald Trump wants so badly to be the center of attention. Well, look, for a moment he is in this photo as the entire visible crowd seems to be throwing up middle fingers at the president. If you look at the top right here, we even have another clip of him walking out onto the field. You can hear the boos. At the very least, it is a lack of enthusiasm from everybody there combined with boos from everybody who clearly doesn't like him. And it just seems like a lot of people are disillusioned with the administration. You don't even have to take it from me. We can look at all of the polling that shows his net approval rating dropping and dropping. The only term that's rivaled by Trump's second term in terms of disapproval is his first presidency. He was negative 13 points in his first, and he's negative 12 in his second. This was taken before the Epstein stuff. That's rather fresh. The Epstein debacle has been, what, over the past 5 or 6 days, it's blown up even more. So we don't have a lot of high-quality polling off the back of that. But we do know that support for immigration has been rebounding as Trump cracks down on it. Absolutely insane that the American people voted for somebody who claimed he was going to do mass deportations. And when he started to do those mass deportations, everybody's like, wait a minute, back off. By the way, make sure you drop a like on this video below. And I want to continue breaking all of this down because Trump got booed by soccer fans at the World Cup finals in New Jersey. This says cameras panned to President Donald Trump at the FIFA World Cup final on Sunday. But not everyone was happy to see him. The crowd loudly booed as the Jumbotron showed Trump saluting. Any enthusiasm that was felt by the American people when he first took office, any idea that he was going to be this agent of change to shake things up, has very quickly been hit with the actual inertia of reality, which is that Donald Trump is just like every politician, except worse, except he lies more. He has this veil of being an anti-establishment fighter who's going to take on the establishment, but in reality, he uses the establishment to benefit himself more than any other politician we've seen in American history. Look up Trump $400 million jet from Qatar, or look up Trump coin / Melania coin / Barron coin. This dude has made billions and billions of dollars off of the back of the American people, so that's why he's getting booed at these events. To continue, CBS News journalist Pardeep Khatri reported that, quote, there were some very audible boos as Trump appeared on screen at the MetLife Stadium in New Jersey for the finals match between Paris Saint-Germain and Chelsea. Trump stepped out to watch the game on the first anniversary of a failed attempt to assassinate him at Butler. Trump's box was occupied by First Lady Melania Trump, Attorney General Pam Bondi, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, and I want to point out one more time that Trump's immigration policy, his policies as a whole, are failing. When he walks out onto this field and expects the American people to kiss his feet, there's no reason for anybody to. The American people have watched their neighbors, their friends, people they work with, be deported in a reckless, violent way, and ICE is only just beginning if you look at how their budget is supposed to increase. But at least the American people have watched the war in Russia and Ukraine end, right? Nope, that doesn't happen either. Trump hasn't even gotten close. He's actually made it worse. Oh, but at least his tariff plan panned out, right? No, obviously I'm being sarcastic. Nothing Trump promised has panned out in any way he promised. This reads, 6 months into the Trump administration's efforts to carry out the largest mass deportation effort in U.S. history, a new poll shows that the American public is once again warming to immigration. It's all a pendulum that swings back and forth. A sustained increase in migrants crossing the southern border starting in 2021 had stirred anxiety and anger across the United States that Donald Trump very clearly capitalized on. But in the past year, Americans have grown less negative about the issue, with the share of those wanting to see immigration decrease now totaling 30% compared to 55% in 2024. That's actually a wild change in numbers. So Trump's core campaign promise was based on the fact that 55% of Americans wanted immigration to decrease, but now it's only 30%. Now a lot of people's minds have changed, and Trump has buried his own, he's like dug his own grave, essentially. The results are in line with other recent surveys that suggest attitudes on immigration may be shifting as Mr. Trump has intensified efforts to detain and deport people. Illegal crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border, which began dropping last year under President Biden, are now at their lowest level in decades, and major cities like New York are no longer struggling to care for the large number of migrants. At the same time, people in many communities, large and small, urban and rural, are seeing immigrant relatives, friends, and neighbors taken away by federal agents. Here's the thing. We need to continue to push back and shine a light on not only all of Trump's authoritarian points, but sometimes it's not just his authoritarian point. If we could shine light on his authoritarianism, then us talking about January 6th would have worked. You also have to shine light on the issues that really matter to people's day-to-day lives, such as the big ugly bill slashing Medicaid for tens of millions of Americans, such as ICE detentions affecting people's friends, family, neighbors, coworkers, such as the Epstein client list. Now, that one may not be as immediate. Our day-to-day lives aren't affected, but there are still victims out there, and there are still clients walking around out there. So continue to apply pressure. If you made it this far in the video, say what's up in the comment section below. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.